Bloomington, do you admit you have friends there?
Yes.
Yeah, you're okay. Bloomington, do you admit you have friends there?
I do. I go to Bloomington every... When we got Lil Five, when they have a Lil Five Grand Prix,
bullshit,
fuck Grand Prix, I go to Lil Five because the party scene is so much better than that.
Bloomington, do you admit you have friends there?
I can't say that I know who lives in... Of the people that I know, I don't know who lives in Bloomington.
All right.
I can't say that I for sure have friends there.
Would you admit if you did?
I guess that I would.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Bloomington, do you admit you have friends there?
Yeah. I have all my high school friends, except for two of them, went there. And they're my roommates now live here. And then, like, 15 or so, all my friends are in Bloomington.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice. All
right. I don't despise the IU guys. They're all my friends.
I'm good, man. How's it going?
Yeah.
You want to answer a question?
Maybe.
Yeah, the debates. How'd you feel about them?
I'm talking about the debates right now. Hey, the fuck debates, dude. It's all about the country. Whatever makes us better as a country. No. Okay, I'm a Republican. If a Democrat wins, I'll support it because that's how my views are.
That's how the country goes.
Just whoever our president is, I support because that's how the country should be.
Makes sense.
And I gotta
put. Oh, internet radio show debates. What do you think about them?
Yes, debates.
The debates. Any debates?
The debates for the politicians, for presidential debates?
Sure.
Or,
you seen any others?
I've seen some debates in my day.
Yeah? What's one that sticks out in memory?
I can't think of one that sticks out in memory except for, like, you know, the debate with myself over, focusing on the physical world or, you know, the existential world. And, I think basically I'm pretty buzzed.
Yeah. What's your question?
The debates, how did you feel about them? Did you see any of them?
No, I saw a lot of them. I was over in China for the summer. I honestly, at heart right now, I guess, I try not to consider myself anything in terms of Republican or Democratic just because people change, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it comes to a different stage in your life. You're like, hey, I support this person. Right now, I feel the Republicans are really arguing one point of view, and that is that we shouldn't leave the war because that would be very bad for America, mm-hmm. and they're really pressing the situation. Whereas the Democrats are much arguing... I'm very drunk.
Hey,
so I'm
that's fine. You're fine. You're doing a good job, man. No, don't worry about
it. Very good point of views, but I'm very drunk right now.
No one knows who you are. It's only a voice.
Yeah. So the Democrats are arguing much more perspectives. I mean, it is about the war, and that's the thing that I think Democrats are attacking the Republicans most about, is the fact that, hey, we can take control of the war, we can do things that the Republicans haven't so far and make this country much better.
All right, dogs or birds and fish, which would you own? If you had dogs or birds and fish?
I'm going to tell you, the last place that I lived, we had a dog, birds, and several fish.
Oh, you had all three.
So, you know, I can't say I would choose one, but if I could have a specific kind of bird, I would choose an owl.
Nice.
And I would have the owl, you know.
Just the owl?
You know, I mean, because I have to choose, right?
Oh, yeah. You had to choose. You choose the owl.
I choose the owl.
Interesting.
Okay. Hey, you really don't look like Carson Daly, so I don't
think... What is your perception on weapons of mass destruction, Saddam Hussein?
WMDs?
WMDs and Saddam Hussein. Thoughts?
Yeah. About WMDs, I'm pretty sure they're dug about 100 foot under the ground. The fact is our government just can't afford to dig that much.
Dig that deep?
If NATO chipped in to dig that deep into Iraq, we would find WMDs. Fact is, hey!
I got a WMD in my pants right now.
Women and Master Fet. WMDs for dudes, that's all it is.
Right.
Look, let me tell you something, dude. You go to any desert in Iraq, dig 100 feet down, and hide a WMD. Who's gonna dig the whole goddamn country? Look, I'll tell you what, Kraft Foods ain't doing it! The French government ain't doing it! Nobody's doing it. Look, I'm Saddam Hussein. I'm like, oh, these Americans, they see.
You like fucking Iraq? You're for Iraq?
Iraq sucks. Here's the deal. I'm Saddam Hussein. I'm obviously not an idiot because I have risen to power. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I used to rise to power. I obviously know what I'm doing. America's gonna come invade my country. I'm gonna hide my WMDs in the most remote forest, desert, prostitute house, it don't matter. Put it 200 feet under the ground, no one's gonna dig the whole country. I mean, seriously, you pay for an excavation of the entire country, you'll find WMDs. You ain't gonna do it. Jake's Red House ain't gonna do it. Will Spark can't afford to even excavate this piece of land because no one goes there.
What is that called, the show? What's your show called?
What's up with that?
What's up with that? You've been listening to What's Up With That, the show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
You're going to make him famous by...